USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hitting the campaign trail with a stop in Hallandale Beach, Florida, to support Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist and warn voters about Republicans who want to undo Social Security, Medicare, and price caps on prescription drugs.
It's going to affect as many Americans as anything else, and a great deal of people in this state are going to be affected. And they're under siege by our Republican friends.
Worth noting, the plan put forth by House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, talked nothing about undoing Social Security, Medicare, or any price caps on prescription drugs. Russia is ramping up missile attacks against Ukraine's critical infrastructure. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, State Department spokesman Ned Price said Russia launched nearly 100 missile strikes on Ukraine's water and energy supplies in the past 36 hours. Democrats are behind Republicans by 2 points on a generic congressional ballot. A Wall Street Journal poll found that 46% of voters would vote for a Republican candidate versus 44% who would vote for a Democratic one. This Wisconsin voter telling CNN why he's voting for Republicans this year.
People's savings are being eroded by rising inflation rates and things, and we just need to get back to the basics in this country. The Democrats have gone way too far left for the majority of the country.
The pivotal midterms are next Tuesday. The Supreme Court denied Senator Lindsey Graham's emergency plea to avoid cooperation with the Georgia grand jury investigating possible pro-Trump interference in the state's 2020 vote count. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 79 points to close at 32,653. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The pandemic negatively affected both in-person and remote education, according to American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten. Lieutenant Governor of Virginia Winsome Sears says schools should have stayed open during the pandemic.
She was one of the major proponents of closing our schools, and unfortunately, most of these Democrat governors listened to her and did exactly that. And now they're saying, just forget about it. No, the problems are existing.
Math and reading test results have declined overall for children in 2022 compared to pre-pandemic levels, according to the National Assessment of Economic Progress. Twitter's new owner is giving the social media giant a closer look.
Elon Musk is bringing in his people to inspect Twitter from top to bottom. Musk has Tesla engineers interviewing Twitter engineers to begin looking through the company's product and code. Twitter's former head of consumer product, Kayvon Bakepour, is seen in the building after he was fired by Twitter's former CEO back in May. David Sachs, a chief operating officer and product leader of PayPal, has also been spotted in the hallway since the takeover. Musk is a former CEO of PayPal. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In Arizona, Libertarian Senate candidate Mark Victor announces he's dropping out of the race and endorsing Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.